Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Dumelang, dumelang, dumelang. Yabua Moki, Patrick, Noma Bileta. I'm so pleased to once again be speaking to you, Radio Pulpit family, the wonderful family of God. Kilewuha Mudimu Anzare Aba Litzili Gajeku. Mudimu Ya Polo Sang. Mudimu Yanangali Matla. God that created heaven and earth. Mudimu Ya Bulang Litzila. Te Kwale Healing Ya Bulang. Minyako ekwale healing. Mudimu ya bulang mo hukileng hati mo a hukeni. Akene mudimu a change maemo, a change situation. Ubone mutu banewa mulibu liliba mokente. The attachment bare ona agasi change. Ubone mudimu a mutwara nwanesu a mu change. Ki mudimu renanglia na ho, ki mudimu arona. Ke modimo o nang le maatla a fetisisang a maatla a otlhe mo lefatsheng. Modimo ya nang le bohlale, ngwaneso, that wisdom e fetang mahlale ka ofela. Mahlale a dikgosi, mahlale a batho ba nang le tšhelete ba ruileng. Mahlale a baruti ka ofela, mahlale a di-doctor, mahlale a ngwaneso. Atswa ho modimo because ke yena ya nang le tsona ka ofela. He's God, he's our redeemer, our salvation. Ke yena a re bontshang tsela. Ngwaneso, I want to speak about something that is close to my heart. A loving husband and a loving father. These two will always go together in my life, or rather in my heart. Because di ama pelo ya modimo. Ha modimo a beile a husband as the head of the family, a husband over the wife and the children, is because wa tseba hore o etsang. Le ha lefatshe le ka bua le government ya bua ya re motho wa mme le wa ntate ba lekana, rona re a tseba. According to his word, the father is the head of the family. That will never change. Unless somebody comes back and edits the Bible, which is not possible. But what am I saying? Ngwaneso, kore modimo o re mo tshepang, o re mo rapelang, ha kena mo lapeng, a bula pelo ya ntate, you become the best father ever. I've seen many fathers neglect their families, and I know I'm a man myself, and I understand that, you know, sometimes it can be hard. Come back home, and then you still have to give me attention. It can be a lot of hard work, but let's look at what God would do. God is busy, isn't he? O piesa ga modimo wa rona batho. Wetsa ntso di ntso ka ofela. Ke mo le ka mo next door ba go ba me ba rapela. Modimo ma metse di tshapelo tsa bona. Ke mo le wena wa kena wa rapela. Modimo ma metse di tshapelo tsa ha. Modimo ko pound 2 se ka this. Modimo ko pound 2 se ka this. Mara modimo wa khona ra re thuse ka ofela. Wa khona re a mamele dithapelo tsa rona ka ofela, a re rate ka ofela ka nako e one. When he says in his word gore re ntse in his own image, he means for what he can do, we can do. Of course, he's supernatural, and we're not supernatural, we're human beings, but we can learn from him. God's character, the Bible says, if a father on earth can be able to give his son fish when he asks for it, what more can God do? And that is the character of God. And character of God should be our character as men, as husbands, as fathers. when your child is in need of, you know, of your mercy, of your love, of your kindness, you just know that whatever happens, He will be there. No matter what, no matter how much you've sinned, no matter how much you've, you know, broken the law, if you ask Him for forgiveness, if you say, "Dad, please forgive me," He will forgive you because of His love, because of His kindness, because of His mercy. And then that's the character of God. But today I want to talk about, you know, a loving husband and a loving father. A happy family, somebody says, a happy family is a reflection of a good father and a loving husband. What does the Bible say? The Bible says a good husband is a gift from God. There are, you know, situations where you find, hey, a man, the husband is so kind, he's so sweet, he's so, man, he's everything, he's hands-on, he's a hands-on father. You know, he helps the children with homework when he can, he plays with the children, he communicates with them, he's a good husband. He has great communication to the wife. He comes back home after work. He pays attention to the wife, compliments her. Ke tsona di ntotse ntle, tsere di emetseng. Modimo ke tsona di ntotse di mothabisang. Ha ya husband a thabisa motsari wa hae. Ha ya husband ale adula a hlokometse motsari. Depending on gore wena o understand the jwang hlokomelo. Hlokomelo is just one of those things that we think it's complicated, but it's not. It is not. When your wife needs you, you must be there. We're not God, we're not omnipresent, we cannot be anywhere at any time. But your wife will need you emotionally. Your wife will need you to help out in the house. Be that responsible man. Be him. I urge you, Manisu. There are a lot of fathers out there who turn their backs on their children. Go back home. Look after your children. If situation a go dumela gore be kontlung o be le bana ba hao. Obviously, we would love that to happen. Families are broken now. But make sure that you're there for your kids. And if you're there, your husband, appreciate your family. Be with your family. There are things in the world that we think can replace family. There are things in the world that, you know, you're like, you complain a lot about, oh, my wife this, my wife that. Understand your wife. Sit down with her. Listen to her. Listen to what she has to say. Life is about patience and listening to each other. I'm going to tell you something that I learned in life. Motho wa ratiwa. Motho o fiwa bophelo. Motho o fiwa hope. Motho wa complimentiwa. Because we are natural beings. And ke batho ba bomme bao. Ntho ya bomme ba rata o mo bolelela, o moriri wa gago montle jwang mogatsaka ka jeko. Mosese wa gago o montle. Dijo ke itse mme. Tshwara e ja. Mme ke go tletse chocolate ka jeko. You know? Sometimes we focus so much on the things and we try to say, you know what, make excuses ya gore ke a bereka, ke reka dijo di teng ko ntlong, mosadi ha thabe, tshwanetse a thabe, ke a bereka, ke tlisa tšhelete gae, ke a bereka, ke tlatsa fridge ka dijo. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it. I've had fathers who say, hey, my kids are happy when they need money for school when they need money for shoes, I give it to them. They buy shoes. They look nice. They dress well. But he comes back home. He never says even two or three words to the children. He's just sitting on the couch reading a newspaper. He's not involved emotionally. He's neglectful. Your wife has cooked food and she has to bring it to you and serve you. You're sitting there. Not even a thank you. Husband, love your wife. Fathers, be there for your children. Teach them well. I urge you. Before I finish, I want to say these words. Anyone telling you fatherhood is the greatest thing that can happen to you, you must know that that person understands fatherhood. That person understands fatherhood. Why tlhaloganya ngwane se fatherhood? Why tlhaloganya husbandhood? Go ba teng for mosadi wa hao, o rate mosadi wa hao. Let us build strong families that will stand the storms of life. There is nothing more important than family. If you build a strong family for you and your children, this will run in generations and generations. Your children and children's children will have that power in them. They will have that continuity in their lives. They will love, if they are boys, they will love their wives. If they are girls, they will respect their husbands as the word demands. Raise them well. But how do they know that you're raising them well? If you love their mom, if you love their mother, if you take care of their mother, play with their mother. In front of them, show them how much you appreciate their mother. Don't hold words back. The children likes to hear that you, hey, when they hear you say, hey, mommy, hey, my wife, you're so beautiful and I love you. But I never had that ukan to you. Husband, be home. Husband, love your wife. Father, take care of your children. Kalibuha. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends or your family. As a man, you need to lay down your life for your family. Kalibuha for nakwe ilimfileng yona ilimametsing, but na Jesu aliyetse handle. Amen.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.